Pleasantville going for it. Adrian looking to throw. He has a man across the middle, and that is caught. Booker Beyer in the back of the end zone. A strike by Adrian. So Busick in the backfield for the Trojans as he's going to get the handoff, and he rushes forward into the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasantville. Brock Busick. Adrian from the shotgun formation looks to pass, rolling out to his left, faces a lot of pressure, throws it up in the end zone, and that one's caught, and that one's a touchdown again. So the Trojans come back one play later and strike.
The 2015 edition of Pleasantville Trojan football is off to a hot start. 4-0 record, ranked number 5 in Class A, the offense rolling, and the defense has been so stiff, it has only given up 7 points so far on the season. If you are beginning to think that this team reminds you of the dominating Trojan teams of years past, you are more right than you think. This Trojan team has a ton in common with the success of the 80s and 90s teams, not just in statistics and records, but in blood relations. Counting just the seniors, there are 6 legacy players who also had their dads play in the orange and black.
I am Ethan Worthington, and I play tight end and linebacker.
Zeb Adrian, quarterback and safety.
Lucas Myers, right guard, and then tackle on defense.
Carter Cook, and I am the center.
Booker Beyer, and I'm a defensive end and also a receiver.
Brock Busick, I play running back on the offensive side of the ball and cornerback on defense.
These kids and really the whole town grew up hearing about all the success of their dad's teams, and the motivation to suit up as a Trojan was instilled in them from a young age from old dad.
He would tell me stories all the time of when he was playing and then also when he came back and coached here. Varsity football. It would just always make me want to play and made me want to wear that orange and black, and it really built a pride in me as a young kid to want to come and represent Pleasantville playing on that field on Friday nights, and it just was something I've always wanted to do.
Ever since I was young, I always had a football, and we're big into football as a family. Watch a lot of football, go to a lot of games, so it was just always something I was going to do.
Well, I mean, he's the reason we live in Pleasantville right now. He brought us back here when I was 4 and my brother was just born. He really wanted to bring us up in this town. It's where he grew up. It's where his parents grew up. I'm actually the 5th generation of my family to play football here. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to come back here and finish it up.
This current crop of seniors has a lot to live up to. The Pleasantville teams of old had a lot of success on the gridiron. To find out specifically what their dads accomplished in high school, I had to go straight to the source.
My name is Jeff Cook. I played in the fall of 1980. I was the quarterback. Junior year, we finished the season 7-2 and won the conference title. My senior year, we finished 9-0, won the conference title, and made the state playoffs back when there was just 8 teams.
Rob Busick, the 88 season would have been my senior year. DMRC champs, and I think we were the 2nd team to qualify for the playoff school history, and we were the 1st team to win a game.
Rob Adrian played 79-82. I played center and defensive end. I think we only lost 7 games in 4 years when I played, and when I was a junior, we made the playoffs with 9-0 and lost in the first round of the playoffs.
My name is John Banks. I came to Pleasantville in the fall of 1969, took the head job in the fall of 1975, and coached through the fall of 1999. Coached all those guys, a good group of football players that the parents are, and played on some very good teams. They were all 18 years old again. We would like to have them on our football team.
In Pleasantville, tradition is so much more than just a word. And current head coach Gabe Baker says he can see it in the players' attitude and work ethic, as well as their desire to carry on that Trojan pride.
I didn't really realize all the people that were from Pleasantville that had kids there until just recently. So I think it's a huge deal for these kids. They want to keep it going. Those dads keep talking about tradition of when they played in the 80s and the 90s. I think these kids want to create their own tradition, but also keep that legacy going of, hey, my family's name is here. We're going. We want to make something out with our name.
With this dream start to the season, the players on the current Trojan squad say their goal is to be remembered just like their dad's teams were, and they think they are on the right track.
Obviously, we've still got a long ways to go if we want to be mentioned with the best teams to have ever gone through here. But, I mean, 4-0 is as good of a start as we could have hoped for, and I think we can keep this thing going. And I think by the time it's all said and done, we can be one of the best teams that people are talking about for years to come.
Well, great start. I think it matches up real well with what they were doing back then. And I even joked around with him saying that we were better, and he just kind of smiled and laughed and said we weren't. So we'll see at the end of the year.
Statistic-wise, it shows the same. If you talk to those older guys that played then, they really think that Pleasantville football is back to where it used to be, and they're very excited to see that. We have started out the season 4-0, and it's been looking pretty good, but we're going to start playing some tough football, and right now we can't really think, oh, this game's going to be easy. We just got to think, okay, they're going to bring this, they're going to bring this, and we got to be ready to play, and if we're not, then it can be a completely different ball game. So we're just looking one week at a time, got to do what we got to do, and we're looking forward to a good season.
It's a different time, a different era. I'm parent enough to know that I think every one of the dads would say they hope their kids' team is better than them and has more success than them. Those dads played on some undefeated conference championship kind of teams, but our kids are playing well right now, and I think that's the real focus, and I know that's what the focus of their dads would want to be. Their dads were good players on good teams, but that's been a while ago, and all of us that are parents understand that, you know, we want things not only as well as we had for our kids, but even better.
Like Coach Dank said, comparing the two eras is pretty difficult. It's a different time. It's a different style of play. But when I asked the players and the dads who the better high school football player was, I got some humble answers.
Well, I'd like to do the trash talk, but I'm going to have to give it to him now.
Probably my dad. He grew up on a farm, so I feel like he had a little more farm boy in him, and that kind of helped him out a little bit more. But, yeah, I'd say my dad.
I'm definitely a better lineman. He's got me on quarterback.
Well, we're in a lot different positions. I'm definitely a better quarterback than he would be, but I'm not near the offensive lineman that he is.
And, of course, I got some not-so-humble ones.
Right now we got to go with the old man because we got playoff wins under my belt. So get the playoffs, win a few games, and then we might have to change our tune.
That's definitely me. Not even close. I'd have to say me. I'm a lot faster than he was, so.
I suppose I'm better.
Me for sure. I'm tougher and better looking.
The 4-0 Pleasantville Trojans battle the Bulldogs of Bedford tonight in the Trojan homecoming game. The broadcast can be heard starting at 6:30 on KNIAKRLS.com and our free mobile app via the KNIA 3 stream. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Swadner.